Belinda Audio and the O'Brien Press present this unabridged recording of Tea for One, written by Alice Taylor and read by Jennifer Fitzgerald. Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. The last of life for which the first was made. Robert Browning. My early years in Inishannon were a whirlwind. Surrounded by small children, running a guest house, post office and a busy shop, sometimes with much-loved elderly relatives on board, the days were a stampede of non-stop activity. My wonderful husband Gabriel began work at 6 a.m. and often balanced the books in the small hours, while at the same time being part of every parish organisation. He kept so many balls in the air that one got dizzy just looking on. We also seemed to be endlessly building and extending the business, and the bank manager was forever threatening to pull the mat from under us, so we were constantly overstretched and stressed. Sometimes back then, I would dream of a day away from it all on a desert island where one could only hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. And then a waiter would magically appear bearing a tray laden with the most gorgeous food and whip out a starched white linen tablecloth and arrange everything on a low table beside me and then disappear into the mist. Later, sipping a Gaelic coffee, I would watch the moon rise. Or I might dream of a day child-free and money-rich when I would drift through exclusive shops spoiled for choice and at midday take time out to dine in a top-class restaurant and enjoy the most delicious lunch, finishing up, again, with a Gaelic coffee. I had just mastered the art of making these, following a recipe on a tea towel bought in a little shop down our street. Gaelic coffee signified real luxury for me back then. I wonder had G.B. Shaw the likes of me in mind when he wrote, "Youth is wasted on the young."